Title: One-Shot Pad Creation. Using Session View Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that's super drum and bass, but often misunderstood. Pads that aren't these huge evolving ambient clouds. Instead, we're making one-shot pad stabs. Short chord hits you can play rhythmically behind a rolling break or a two-step, so you get atmosphere and identity without smearing all over your drums. And the special angle today is workflow. We're using Session View to audition chord ideas, rhythms, and sound variations fast. Think of it like DJ-style testing. Launch a clip, tweak a couple knobs, duplicate, test a new version, and keep moving. Let's get the project set up first. Set your tempo to something in that drum and bass zone, around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll park it at 174. Now, in Session View, create two tracks. One is your drums, either an audio loop or a drum rack. The other is a MIDI track called Pad Stab. Drop in a basic DNB groove right away, even if it's just a kick and snare with hats. The big beginner mistake is designing pads in solo, making them sound amazing, and then the second you bring drums in, everything clashes. So we design in context. Quick mindset note: a pad stab in DNB is there to support the groove and the vibe. If it starts stealing attention from the snare, the hats, or the bass, it's doing too much. Now let's build the actual stab instrument. On the pad stab MIDI track, load Waveatable. If you don't have Waveatable, analog can work too, but I'll describe it with Waveatable since it's a great stock choice. For OSC 1, choose a saw. Basic shapes to saw is perfect. For OSC 2, choose another saw or square if you want a slightly hollower tone. Bring OSC 2 down in level so it supports instead of taking over. Think like minus 6 to minus 12 dB compared to OSC 1. Add a little unison on OSC 1, something like 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount moderate, like 20 to 40%. We want width and thickness, but we don't want it to turn into a detuned trance super saw that eats the entire mix. Make sure polyphony is set to something like 6 to 8 voices so you can play chords. And turn glide off. For chord stabs, glide usually just makes the hit feel mushy unless you're doing a very specific effect. Cool, now we're going to make it a true one shot. Go to the amp envelope. The goal is simple: when you press a chord, it hits and decays on its own, like a sampled stab. Set the attack really fast, basically 0 to 10 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks, but still snappy. Set decay somewhere in the 300 to 900 millisecond range. Sustain goes to 0%. Release. Give it a little musical tail, like 150 to 500 milliseconds. Here's the teacher trick: don't stare at the numbers too hard. Loop your drums, and adjust decay and release until the stab tail gets out of the way before the next snare. At 174 BPM, you'll often like tails that feel around an eighth note, a quarter note, or maybe 3/8. Not because we did math, but because it just lands musically. Now we're going to add movement, because a flat chord hit can feel like a block of sound. The classic jungle and DNB vibe is that pluck where it opens and closes quickly. Turn on the filter in Waveatable. Start with a low pass 24. Set cutoff somewhere like 500 Hz up to 2K Hz as a starting range. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough to give it character. Now route the filter envelope to the cutoff. Set envelope amount to something like plus 10 to plus 30. Filter envelope attack stays fast, around 0 to 20 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain at 0, release similar to your amp release, maybe 150 to 500 milliseconds. Now when you play a chord, it speaks with a bit of wah movement. That's the pad stab energy, and it helps the chord read in the mix without needing to be super loud. Before we do effects, we're going to set up Session View clips, because this is where the magic happens. On the pad stab track, create 4 MIDI clips. Clip A. Make it 1 bar long. Put in a simple D minor chord. D, F, A. Keep the voicing tight, meaning keep the notes close together in one octave. Tight voicings hit harder and feel more sampled. Place the chord hits on beats 2 and 4. This is the safe, supportive option. It'll sit behind the groove without fighting it. Clip B, also 1 bar, same chord, but put hits on the offbeats, the end of 1, the end of 2, the end of 3, and the end of 4. Instant jungle skank feel. If you want it brighter, try the chord up an octave, but do that only after you've heard it against the drums. Clip C, make it 2 bars. This is call and response. In bar 1, place 1 stab on beat 2. In bar 2, do 2 quicker stabs, like beat 2 and end of 2. This is arrangement friendly because it already suggests phrasing. Clip D, make it 1 bar or 2 bars, your choice. Use a tension chord. Try D minor 7, D, F, A, C, or try D sus 2, T, E, A. Again. Keep the voicing tight. Beginners often spread chords across multiple octaves because it sounds epic in solo, but for stabs, that tends to lose punch. Now here's how we use Session View like a producer and not like a spreadsheet. Loop your drum clip. Launch clip A. Listen. Then launch clip B. Listen. Then clip C. Then clip D. While you're doing this, tweak your filter cutoff and the envelope decay. Session View is perfect because you're evaluating musical behavior, not just a sound. Important practical tip. When you find a sweet spot, duplicate the clip immediately. Do not keep tweaking the same clip and hope you remember where it was. That's how people lose the best version they had 5 minutes ago. Duplicate first, then change one thing. Also, do yourself a favor. Rename the clips based on the one thing that changed. For example, D-dem offbeat tight, or D-dem 7 longer tail. And if you like, color code them. Dark, bright, tense. This sounds minor, but it turns Session View into a fast/B testing lab. Now let's build an effects chain that's stock, D-dem-B ready, and mix-friendly. After wave-eatable, add saturator. Choose a mode like soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. The goal is density and presence, not destruction. If it starts sounding like a fuzz guitar, back off. Next, add chorus ensemble for width and shimmer. Keep the rate slow and the amount low to medium. In drum and bass, wide modulation can get messy fast, so subtle wins. Next, reverb. Keep it atmospheric, not muddy. Try decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Use pre-delay, about 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the stab punch stays intact before the space blooms. Use the reverb low cut, somewhere around 200 to 500 HE, and high cut around 6 to 12 kHC depending on how dark you want it. Keep dry/wet modest, like 8 to 20% to start. Next, EQ 8. High pass your pad, typically 150 to 300 HC. In D-dem-B, pads don't need sub. If it's boxy, dip a little in the 200 to 500 HC region. If it's too fizzy or distracting, you can gently shelf down the very top. Optional, add glue compressor for cohesion. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If it's slanting harder than that, you're probably flattening the punch. Now we need to do the thing that makes pads behave in drum and bass, sidechain to the kick. After your EQ, add the standard compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track, or if you're using a drum rack, choose the kick chain. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and adjust to match the groove. Then pull the threshold down until you see around 3 to 6 dB of ducking when the kick hits. Here's the feel tip. A faster release gives you more pumping energy. A slower release is smoother and more liquid. There's no correct, but there is does it support the groove. Now let's do a couple pro-style upgrades that are still beginner-friendly. First, gain staging. With saturation and reverb, it's easy to fool yourself into thinking louder is better. Try to keep the pad track peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before it hits the master. If you're always yanking the fader down, turn down the synth output or the device output instead. Your processing behaves more predictably when levels are sane. Second, velocity doesn't have to mean volume only. If you want instant musicality, map velocity to filter cutoff or to filter envelope amount. That way soft hits are darker, hard hits open up. It's a fast way to get groove without writing extra notes. Third, micro timing. In clip view, try nudging some stabs a few milliseconds late, especially offbeats. Often in D-dem-B, atmospheric elements feel better slightly behind the drums instead of right on top of them. Don't overdo it. We're talking tiny nudges, not a whole swing groove. Now let's take advantage of Session View as a performance tool. Make a few scenes. For example, an intro scene where the cutoff is lower and the reverb is a bit wetter, a drop scene where it's tighter and drier with a shorter tail, and a breakdown scene where the tail is longer and the rhythm is slower. And here's a really powerful idea. Energy automation, without drawing automation. Instead of drawing curves, you simply launch a different clip that already has different cutoff, decay, or reverb settings. That's one of the biggest Session View advantages. Arrangement by selection. Now, when you find a stab you love, we're going to print it. This is where it becomes truly one-shot and CPU light. You've got two options. You can freeze and flatten the pad track, which turns it into audio. Or you can resample, which is super Session View friendly. Let's resample. Create a new audio track called Pad Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, launch your best pad clip and record one or two bars. Now, find your favorite single hit in that recording. Drag it into Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off if it's truly a one-shot and you want the natural timing. Add a tiny fade-in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Now you have a pad stab sample that triggers like a drum hit, tight timing, low CPU, and it's consistent every time. Extra credit that pays off a lot. Print two versions. One dryish with little or no reverb for drop sections, and one wetish for intros and breaks. You'll reach for them like different snare samples. Same identity, different space. Before we wrap, let's talk common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. If your pad has too much low end, it will fight the sub and the kick instantly. High pass it. If your reverb is too wet, it will blur snares and hats. Keep pre-delay on, low cut the reverb, and keep the wet amount modest. If your chorus is too wide, it can vanish in mono and make the mix unfocused. Quick test, switch your master to mono occasionally. If your stab disappears, reduce the width and rely more on tone and rhythm. If your chord voicings are too spread, the stab loses punch. Tight voicings usually win for this job. And if you don't sidechain, the pad can feel like a blanket over the drums. Duck it and your groove will suddenly breathe. Now let's do a quick mini practice, so you actually leave with a usable result. Build your wave-eatable stab with a short amp envelope and the filter pluck. Create three clips, one with D minor on beats 2 and 4, one with D minor 7 on offbeats, and one with D sus 2 using call and response over two bars. Add your effects chain, saturator, chorus ensemble, reverb, eq, and sidechain compression. Then resample one of your favorite stabs into Simpler and compare. Which version hits harder? Which version sits better under drums? And as your deliverable, you want a session view set with at least three pad clips, plus one resampled one-shot ready to arrange. Recap, fast, you designed a one-shot pad stab using short envelopes and filter movement. You used session view clips to audition chords and rhythms at speed. You made it mix-friendly with saturation, width, reverb, eq, and sidechain. This audio version is shortened for playback.